listening to A1R Psychic Radio, Earth's number one psychic radio network, and watching Moonstruck TV and Lightning Television. Welcome.
Time for Beyond the Veil with your medium, Shelly Seanwald.
Shelly Seanwald.
Live from yourmedium.ca.
Connect direct. In North America, dial 888-454-2751. In London, 203-519-2158. In Sydney, dial 02-8488-3147. Or online, contact us through our Facebook page, facebook.com/psychicradio.
Or one of our websites,
askoneradio.com or moonstruck.tv.
This is Beyond the Veil
on A1R, the Ask One Radio Network.
Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to Beyond the Veil. I'm your host, Shelly Seanwald. And tonight, or this morning, or afternoon, wherever you are, we'll be taking a caller to give a short little reading. And as we're waiting for a caller, we'll just have a few moments to let Spirit come in here and give us some words of wisdom, as they always love to be able to tell the audience what's on their minds. And coming into this lovely holiday season, it's Christmas next week, so many people will be traveling and visiting people and eating too much and all those things. What they want to remind us about is that we spend time with people who lift us up, not take us down. It's very important to look at those that we surround ourselves with and make sure that we're meeting their needs and they're meeting our needs. And even with family, it can be kind of tough sometimes. Sometimes family can be very hard on us. But we also have to realize that we can take our own space in these moments and make sure that we're taking care of ourselves. You know, I feel, and Spirit is telling me, that family will often take more leeway with commentary than the average person with us, and they may not really think through their words. So as you're going to your holiday dinners and things like that, keep that in mind, that you know, sometimes the filter does come off, but make sure that those who are with you, try to make sure that they do lift you up and not take you down. So we're going to take a caller now. We have Tanis in Winnipeg, Manitoba. Tanis, are you there?
Hello.
Hi.
I sure am. Thank you. Hi, how are you?
I'm great. How are you? How's Winnipeg treating you?
Winnipeg is cold. We're going to be getting a storm tomorrow or tonight. So I'm staying inside to stay warm and cozy.
Yes. Yeah. It's been rushing through here in Vancouver as well. We're done with rain, but yeah. So enough of the weather. It was nice to hear your voice, and it allows me the opportunity to connect with you and kind of bring in your friends and Spirit to kind of get a sense on what's happening with you. And
I would love that. Yes.
Oh, you're on the precipice of some big things, aren't you? You're trying to make some decisions.
Ooh, I got body chills. So I have a feeling. Yes, you are correct.
2026 is a big year for you, and it feels like these are very exciting changes that are landing in your lap. Now, it feels like something in around work for you is a decision or a change to be made with that. Have you been looking at a change in around there? Okay. Yes. Well, good news. It's coming. And what it feels like for you is that it's like, oh, should I? Yes, you should. Yes, you should. It feels important to you to make this change. It's not only good financially, but it just feels like where you're going to land is in a lot better space for you, just emotionally as well. Now, they're not giving me a lot about what it is, but it just feels like this is, it's good for your spiritual growth as well. They're telling me that, would it make sense to you? You're looking to do something more with spiritual work?
Absolutely. You are 100% correct on that.
Okay, because that's what they're saying. It's, oh, this is more spiritual. But the reason why it's good for you is because you already know this, because you do work with Spirit. You get good when you give, right? You get healing, right? It works both ways. So as we're doing this work, and you notice that after you do something with spirit work, it's like you want to run around like, oh my gosh, I'm so excited, I'm so happy, because you've helped someone. And that's really the core of your nature.
Today, I had two clients today, and exactly what you just said, when I'm still jumping with joy after having that work. Yeah. It feels like it's bigger for myself. It's humanity type feeling.
Yeah. You're doing something good for spirit and all spirit, right? It's your spirit, their spirit, and you're giving that healing energy. Now, depending on it does not matter what type of mediumship work or spirit work that you do, you are giving healing. You know, I'd be classed as a healer as well, because I do a lot of work as a medium. So that still is healing work, right? So what you're embarking on is doing more healing work. And it feels like this is really the right time in your life to get moving on this. And there's been some pushes from spirit as well to get on with this and start making the move to it. Now it feels financially that this is safe for you. I mean, you're very conscientious about keeping, you know, yourself in good order that way. So don't feel like there's not a lot of risk here for you to do this, because you're doing the right legwork to make sure that you're okay.
Beautiful. Yeah. It feels like a magnet is coming towards me, if that makes any sense.
Yeah. When you get that pull, it's very strong, and spirit will take and, you know, okay, this, go this way, you know, guardrails, but you're open to that feedback and you put it out there to spirit to say, hey, I want to do this work. Show me the way. And you've worked with them long enough to understand that you say, this is what I want. Give me to the highest and best and see what they deliver, right? You're not expecting that little, the grocery list of, oh, okay, I need all this and please deliver, you know, which people sometimes do with spirit. And they're saying, you're not doing that. Now it's interesting. Why do I see like a water fountain or running water around you? Are you doing work in a space where there's water?
Well, interesting enough, today I had a client and I said to her, this summer her land has water. I said to her, I feel like this summer I need to be near her property to work by her water, like by this little lake that she has. So I have no idea. Or maybe this is a bigger picture where there's more travel involved, where it could be a different type of water where it's like more of a hot tropical. I don't know. This is going to be something that is just going to come when it comes, I feel.
Yeah. It feels like it looks like a fountain to me. It does not look like a body of water, but it's like a lovely little fountain, but I can hear the water trickling. And it's like having water around you when you work, because you know, spirit is attracted to water. It will kind of quicken this for you as well. Now I feel that you're also sitting in some sort of group settings with this.
Mm-hmm. Something new. Yes.
Because it feels like group study, right? I mean, as mediums, we travel, we train. We don't just, I'm a medium. Great. You know, carry on. There's always learning to be done. So it feels like you're getting involved in some of these things as well, and being part of classes or learning from mentors.
I love that. Thank you.
Yeah. Find your tutor, find your mentor, kind of, you know, that's like kind of the thing that I'm getting from them, because it'll also give you the confidence to continue on with the work. Because as we all know, sometimes we get somebody in and they can kind of kick your confidence a bit, but it feels like working with someone and they'll help you through all those little bumps and, you know, grinds along the way. But this feels really good for you, Tanis. This 2026 is really going to be a great year for you. So, you know, put it out there to spirit. This is what we want to do. This is where we're going. And they're going to deliver. They're going to deliver for you.
A friend of mine just recently passed, and it's interesting. And I have her ashes and I'm wearing her necklace today. I took it off the last 2 weeks because I just felt like she was too close to me. But today I realized, even though it doesn't really matter how close or far away, it's the essence and the energy. And it's a butterfly necklace. And I feel like today was just a special day. So thank you so much for this message.
Yeah.
My heart is
beaming
with excitement.
Oh, yeah. Good. I'm so glad. And she's with you too. We don't have time to get into it, but I know she's with you. So I'll leave all of that with you, Tanis, and have a wonderful holiday season and Merry Christmas and Happy New Year.
I appreciate you. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Okay.
I appreciate it.
Good night. Night. All right. Well, there we have it. Another reading and another person who's going to have a fantastic 2026. So put it out there to spirit. What do you want for 2026? And go for it. Work with them. Spirit only will deliver if they know we're there to put in the work too. So surround yourself with people who lift you up in 2026 and put in the effort, and spirit will deliver for you. So thank you so much for tuning in. It's been a wonderful reading again, and I'm floating on air. Thank you.